Welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Got Stan Monteith on as our guest. We got a few more minutes, and then we're going to go to another short break. But if you wanted to pick up with that thought, finish that off before the next break. Do you remember where you left off, Dr.
Well,
Monteith?
You're going to have to remind me because we got sort of distracted there.
Yeah. Well, I had just read the two quotes, you know, about this design chaos they're trying to bring in. It's deliberate. It's
And they certainly are in the process of bringing this in. They've distorted America totally. What people don't understand is that these people really want to destroy civilization. They want to kill as many people as they possibly can, and that sounds so absurd. I mean, why would anybody want to kill billions of people? But when you understand we're really up against organized evil, when you, for instance, read the writings of people like Jacques Cousteau, and anybody who wants the article out of the UNESCO Courier would be glad to send it to them. And could I give out my telephone number?
Yeah, in fact, I was going to have you give your website and whole nine yards. Yeah, go ahead and do that now.
1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Certainly our web page is radioliberty.com, but we actually have copies of the UNESCO Courier of November 1991, where Jacques Cousteau talks about the necessity of killing 350,000 people a day to bring the world back into balance. What sort of human being could want to do something like that? And yet there are people like that. You read the writings of Bertrand Russell, who talks about how wonderful it would be if we could just have a black plague sweep the world every generation and kill off enough people that we wouldn't have to worry about population control. On my webpage, we have something called the Population Control Agenda Monograph. People can pull that down and read it. And we quote person after person who talks about the importance of killing off 2 or 3 or 4 billion people. Some of them want to get us down to, you know, 500 million people, in fact.
Right. Go there, folks, and read that article. It's very well written and lots of just mind-boggling quotes. There's no question. This is their eugenics agenda. And, you know, they're doing it. They're poisoning our food, our air, our water supply. They're sending us to fight their phony wars, which are have multiple agendas, you know, not to just steal resources and expand their empire, but, yeah, to get rid of a whole lot of people. Their idea of a utopia, a world utopia, which is what they're trying to build, is to reduce the population down to a small, more manageable level. And they want that population to be comprised only of yes men, which is one of the reasons why they're spying on us, isn't it? They want to know who the compliance and non-compliance are. So when the go kill 'em day comes, they'll know who to go after.
You're absolutely right. And the difficulty is most people find this difficult to believe. And yet, if you read their writings, you will find this is absolutely true. In fact, for the skeptic, I suggest they go to Elberton, Georgia, which is just a little west of the border between Georgia and South Carolina. And there in Elberton is the American Stonehenge, the Georgia Guidestones. And they're chiseled on these great chunks of granite in 8 different languages is the plan, the master plan, as was laid out in 1980, and it calls for maintaining the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. Now, I mean, that doesn't sound so bad until you realize they're talking about eliminating over 90% of the world's population. Nobody knows who built the monument, or we know that it was built by the stonemasons, but somebody put up the money, but his name has always been kept secret. He called himself R.C. Christian. Most people think that was a pseudonym for Rosicrucian. He said he represented a secret society. Nobody knows who they are, and you're never going to hear this discussed on Rush Limbaugh's program.
We'll be
back in a moment.
Okay, yeah, stick with us, folks. Be right back.
Dad! Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're joined by Stan Monteith. You know, Stan, I just had to share this. This is very interesting. It just came out a little while ago, today, on Yahoo News. It's called Secessionists Meeting in Tennessee. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
Very interesting. I'll just read the first couple lines here. It says, in an unlikely marriage of desire to secede from the United States, two advocacy groups from opposite political traditions, New England and the South, are sitting down to talk. Tired of foreign wars and what they consider right-wing courts, the Middlebury Institute wants liberal states like Vermont to be able to secede peacefully. This is interesting.
It's interesting to contemplate, but the establishment would never allow it to happen. And certainly, originally, the colonies came voluntarily together to create a union. Certainly, in Canada, if one of the provinces wants to withdraw from the union, they can. And if one were to withdraw here, there would be real problems. But certainly, these should have that right. Otherwise, of course, we will have what we have today. And that is a government that's totally ruled by Washington, D.C., with a massive police force, a massive spying on the American people, tremendous amounts of moving towards a police state. Most people don't understand that in the United States today, there are 7 million Americans in prison, probation, or parole.
Is it seven million?
Americans in prison, probation, or parole. And the fact you're never told.
Okay. I think it's two or three that are actually in prison, but yeah, total with the parole.
Yeah, they're in prison or probation or parole.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And our prisons are overcrowded. We're sending people there, you know, for very minor crimes. Many of them are innocent. People worked for government who've tried to get the truth out. And if you
they
haven't read
people,
the book, like,
they arrested people in Washington. Did you hear about that yesterday? People were reading the Constitution. They got arrested.
Right. Well, of course, there's a couple of books we have by Rodney Stitch, who, when he was in prison on trumped-up charges himself, met people from the CIA and the DEA and the INS and the FBI who tried to get the truth out and were sent to prison. And I know of other people, innocent people who've been sent to federal penitentiary because they were trying to get out the truth about what was happening. We have more people per capita in prison in the United States today than they have in communist China. But the average person doesn't realize that because he's not in prison. And yet, of course, it can happen. And we know very well that they are refurbishing the older concentration camps. They are refurbishing the Japanese concentration camps that were used during the Second World War. And Halliburton has received $385 million a year. Now, this is a subsidiary of Halliburton. Gets $385 million a year to stand by to build new concentration camps when the word is given. And anybody who wants to check that out has only to go to their computer and type in Halliburton, $385 million concentration camps, and you'll find what we're saying is true. And we have to ask ourselves, if they're not considering putting people into concentration camps, why are they putting out $385 million a year on a four-year contract to have this subsidiary of Halliburton standing by to be ready to build concentration camps whenever the word is given?
I mean, we had the LA Times had an article 5 years ago called Ashcroft's Hellish Nightmare, and then CNN Feinlaw a day or two later picked up the story and elaborated on it, and they talked about that very thing, that he was planning himself to build concentration camps to inter, in case of a national emergency crisis, American citizens. And they said, this is cause for great concern. I hope Congress, they said, is going to reconsider his position as Attorney General. And, you know, he's not fit for this position. And they said, if this sounds scary, it's because it is. So they rightfully identified this problem.
Well, the great tragedy is most Americans find this so difficult to believe, and they're not going to be able or willing to believe it until it's their neighbor or themselves.
And, you know, what's so frustrating is it's hard enough to get them to see that there is, in fact, this massive conspiracy. I mean, it's in your face. How can you deny it? But still, there are people that are in ignorance that there's this conspiracy for world government that's underway, well underway. But to get them to realize that it involves psychopaths who are hell-bent on absolute mayhem, destruction, death, misery, suffering, short of a lobotomy, it's almost impossible to wake some of these people up, isn't it? It's frightening.
Well, our job is just to keep talking and hope that people out in the audience will become convinced and they will begin to reach their friends and their relatives. Our job is to get the word out. We can't make people believe.
And, of course, it's those ignorant people that has given them the impetus to go ahead with what they're doing. You know, they're just bargaining on the fact that people are just are either oblivious to what's happening or that they're just not going to do anything about it.
Well, we've got to make them realize, of course, what is at stake. People are going to lose everything they have materially. They're going to destroy the value of our currency. They're going to take away our freedom and our children. They may very well kill them. And this is, when you say something like that, people say, oh, well, nobody would want to kill a child. And I would say, why not? We've
they
already
do it all
killed
the time.
Almost 50 million by abortion. I mean, right now we're poisoning our children. We're giving them vaccines. that contain mercury. And, of course, you will read the paper all the time, and they'll tell you there is no evidence that mercury, leads to autism or these other neurodevelopmental abnormalities in children. And I will tell you that a friend of mine got into the CDC database, Dr. Mark Geyer and his son David, and they found that when you look at the database and compare the children in large groups who got vaccines with mercury and those that didn't get the mercury, 27 times increase in autism in the group that got the mercury. And the CDC knows that, and they are lying about it, and they're destroying the minds of our children. Actually, about one in every six American children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality, and I believe the vast majority of these are related to the mercury. They're related to the fluoride that they're putting in the water, and of course, most of the fluoridated water is fluoridated with hydrofluorosilicic acid. And if you are doing that, then 90% of the fluoridated water is not sodium fluoride, but hydrofluorosilicic acid. It doubles the level of lead in the blood of children in those areas. That's the work of Dr. Roger Masters back at Dartmouth, and we can get anybody who wants to check on that, the documentation for what we're saying. But it doubles it in the whites, but it almost six times the amount of lead in the blood of blacks, which is why we find so many blacks in prison today, because lead, is toxic to the brain and leads to acts of violence and shootings, sure, and rage and uncontrollable behavior.
Well, the same with a lot of the psychotropic meds that are supposedly, sure, geared toward curtailing bad behavior, and it actually increases it. Look at the side effects of Ritalin, folks. They don't hide it. It tells you right there.
Of course, they put the kids on the Ritalin because they have hyperactivity. But what people do not understand is that aspartame, which is NutraSweet, which is in the gum, in children's foods, in most prepared foods, will actually produce hyperactivity. In fact, there was a study, I believe it was done in the Dominican Republic, of a doctor there, and this is covered by Betty Martini, and you can get the information at her webpage, Doorway.
The British Medical Journal did a similar study, too, and came to the same conclusion. That's the food additive.
The doctor, he was trying to get children off of milk, so he put them onto a water that was flavored with aspartame to make it sweet. And of the 300 children that were in the experiment, all of them became hyperactive, unruly, they couldn't be controlled. Took them off of the aspartame, they returned to normal, put them back on the aspartame, they became hyperactive and unruly. No question at all. That's reported in the literature. Of course, none of the parents understand that. The kids are chewing the aspartame-laden Wrigley's gum, and of course they're developing hyperactivity, hyperirritability. And
so, you know, that's interesting.
Why we either put them on Ritalin or we put them on clonidine and other psychotropic drugs. There are a million American children from the age of 2 to 6 or 8 who've been diagnosed.
It's interesting that you mentioned Wrigley's. I was going to get a pack the other day, and I always, lately now, I just finished a show I'm going to be doing sometime in the near future on food additives. Whoa, that's some scary stuff. But anyway, I've become more conscious of it, so I read the labels. And sure enough, I almost wasn't going to bother because it wasn't sugar-free gum. It was just regular Wrigley's. I think it was Wrigley's Spearmint. But I figured, I better read it anyway, because there might be some other garbage in there. And, almost anything you buy anymore is loaded with garbage. But anyway, I'm looking through, and wouldn't you know it, it says sugar, but it also says corn syrup, which is garbage, and it says aspartame. Now, why are you going to put aspartame in something that already has sugar and corn syrup for sweeteners to begin with?
Because it will produce a hyperactivity.
Yeah,
it produces
exactly.
And it produces brain tumors. Produces infertility.
Sure.
Aspartame is a terrible poison. Upsets your endocrine system, precipitates diabetes.
An article just came out today that confirms that the heightening of cases of autism in this country is, in fact, due to mercury poisoning. It's from the vaccines, folks, at the Marisol. Short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Dr. Stan Monteith.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Tal Giuliani. We've got Stan Morteith on, talking about secret societies and all the havoc they're wreaking on society. Yeah, there was an article in the British Journal of Medicine a couple of years ago, Dr. Morteith, that talked about a lot of the food additives, especially that are put in kids' foods, that you actually create hyperactivity and lead to, you know, ADHD diagnoses. And, of course, from there, they get them on the behavior drugs, which are created by the same companies that are making these food additives. In other words, they're creating a market for their drugs.
That's they're really getting good kids. Business, isn't it?
Yeah. Not to mention, of course, our little secret society buddies who want the public dumbed down and doped up are benefiting in other ways, not just money-wise, but they're getting what they want, a public that is too anesthetized, if you will, to see what's being done to them and make easy cannon fodder once they graduate.
Well, I think people have find it difficult to believe that could be going on, so I would refer them to a book written in 1953 by Bertrand Russell, and on page 50 or 50
the impact
or
of
what
science
of that
of,
book,
yeah.
The Impact of Science on Society.
Yeah.
He actually says, by the use of diet, injections, or injections, we will be able to mold the minds of the students so that they will never be able to differ from what their schoolmaster has taught them. By diet injections, or injections. Now, what's in the diet? Why aspartame's in the diet? Fluoride or hydrofluorosilicic acids in the diet? Injections, we get our mercury, we get our aluminum, we get the other things that impact on the brain of our children. And, of course, now, once they begin to show signs of hyper-irritability, they then get them onto psychotropic drugs. Now, first of all, Ritalin has a profound impact. It stunts the growth of the children. It actually gives them smaller brains. And this is covered in a book by Dr. Peter Bragan, who was a researcher at Johns Hopkins. I'm not sure where he is now. I think maybe he's at Harvard or another major university. But Peter Bragan's book, or Dr. Bragan's book on Ritalin is so important because it talks about how we're stunting the growth of our children and they have smaller brains. And then the other thing is now there are over a million children on psychotropic drugs because of a misdiagnosis of bipolar disorder. Children don't get a bipolar disorder. How are they treating them? Why, they're treating them with clonidine, other psychotropic drugs that are not approved by the FDA. They are not safe. We do not know what impact it will have on the brains or the growth of these children. So why are we using it on a million children in America today? And anybody who doubts that, last Sunday evening on CBS 60 Minutes, they had a discussion of this. And, you know, sometimes I disagree with 60 Minutes, but I thought this was an excellent and very accurate portrayal of the destruction of the minds of another million children. We've already got 4 or 5 million on Ritalin, and now we have another million on with this diagnosis of bipolar disorder. And it is all being created. It can be created, as Chuck says, by certainly the food additives. But, of course, one of the greatest culprits of all is NutraSweet. They know what they're doing. And they're suppressing this information.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, one of the prime ingredients, one-third of it, in fact, is of the ingredients in aspartame, is it's made of three substances. And one of them is wood alcohol. What is it, methanol or whatever? I mean, that alone is a deadly poison right there.
Sure.
So, folks, you can't afford not to read the labels. You have got to become more conscious of what you're putting into your system. You know, at least they put the stuff on the labels. At least you can know what is in there. So you don't have an excuse, you know, just read the labels. Don't buy this stuff.
Sometimes they will even lie. For instance, MSG has many of the same properties as aspartame. But they will call it, you know, they'll say, no MSG, we just have natural food additives. We have specific types of soy, I've forgotten the term, but that's just simply another term for yeast. That's another term for soy. For MSG. So many times they will lie, but always be careful when they have natural food additives or taste enhancers.
That doesn't mean a thing.
That's MSG, another word for it.
Well, another thing people get fooled by is if it says diet. People mistake diet for health. Oh, it's diet. It's good for me. That's not the case. In fact, most of your diet stuff has aspartame in it.
Well, let me suggest a wonderful book we carry. It's called Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. It's written by our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock. Great information. It goes into MSG and aspartame. It tells you all the phony names they would use to conceal the fact that they're poisoning you with MSG, calling it, natural food additives or activated soy. I don't recall all the names, but Dr. Blaylock just listed all the names there so you can read them so you know what they're doing. So,
and understand, everybody is allergic to MSG. There are some who have extreme allergic reactions, yes, but it is not, it's antagonistic to everybody's system. It's like milk. Everybody is allergic to dairy. Nobody can digest it, but just some react more severely than others. Okay, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Stanley Monteith on. Yeah, you know, that we've covered quite a bit of territory here. We talked about Freemasonry, their workings in our modern world, and of course for, you know, the past 200 years at least, working toward world government. We've gone on to poisons in our food. It's really all part of the same thing, though. They want reduction of the world's population, and this is one of the ways they're doing it. We have... in this country especially, we have one of the highest rates of cancer, if not the highest in the world, highest rates of, you know, heart disease and artery disease and stress disorders. And, you know, this is all by design. It's not accidental.
But it's so hard, you see, for most people to believe that, although it's true. You go back to the beginning of the 20th century, 1900, why, of course, one person in 33 would die of cancer. Today, it's one person in three dies of cancer. Every other person, one person in two, 50% of our population, will get cancer. Why is there so much cancer in the United States? Why? Because it's being promoted. For instance, they know that the genetically modified milk that we have here, it's called the recombinant bovine growth hormone that they give to the cows so they produce more milk. It increases the incidence of breast carcinoma 7 times, the incidence of prostate cancer 5 times, according to Jeffrey Green and and we've interviewed Jeffrey on a number of occasions. They know there's a definite relationship between milk, and specifically this genetically modified milk, and the incidence of breast cancer and of prostatic cancer. One in three men is going to get prostatic cancer. I mean, certainly one in every six women is going to get breast cancer. And the incidence goes up so much higher, you know, if you're not eating the right sort of things, or you're drinking these, eating these things that they know increase the incidence of cancer. And they know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. I mean, the dramatic increase in the incidence of cancer and of leukemias and lymphomas, and for instance, they know that aspartame is carcinogenic. In the original animal studies, it showed a marked increase in brain tumors. And, of course, we've had an explosion in brain tumors, especially in children. And much of this can be directly related to aspartame. Recent studies have shown the relationship between aspartame and cancers of pancreas and so many organs in the body. And you're not going to be allowed to hear about this, and they're putting aspartame, you know, in so much of what we eat and what our children are eating. They know that water fluoridation, they study areas where they have water fluoridation, where they don't have water fluoridation, and the areas where they have water fluoridation, there's about a 40 to 50% increase in the incidence of cancer, but certainly they marked the increase of the incidence of osteogenic sarcoma in boys who are 6, 7, and 8 years of age in the areas where the water is fluoridated, and yet they continue fluoridating it.
It's a poison. It was originally marketed as rat poison in the 19th century. I mean, come on, folks. Give me a break. They don't know what they're doing. Why do they fight so vehemently to, you know, there's been many pushes over the years to take it out of the water supply, but there's a vehement push from behind the scenes. The powers that be want to keep it in there. Why? Are they really concerned about your teeth? Turns out fluoride is actually bad for your teeth.
Well, the thing is, of course, even the American Dental Association will admit that you don't get any benefit from drinking fluoridated water. The effect of the fluoride in the water is said to be local, and it's said to decrease cavities that way. But if you look at the large studies, and for instance, people can go to the website that is put up there by the employees of the unions that work for the EPA, and of course the scientists and the lawyers and the engineers work for the EPA, have a website, and we often, and I don't have it right on the tip of my tongue right at the present time, but anybody wants to call, we'll be glad to get it for them. And here the employees who work for the FDA, for the EPA, have written letters to both Congress and to the leaders of the EPA saying, stop water fluoridation, you're poisoning the people. And people never hear about the fact that the employees at the EPA who study this, the scientists who study this, realize it's a deadly poison. How
they don't drink the water.
Because they control the media.
Yeah.
And that's the great tragedy.
And, you know, if you think the FDA is there to protect you,
and the
you
CDC
got another thing coming.
The NIH.
Oh, yeah, they're all the same. These are the people.
If you wanted to do harm, where would you go to work? You'd go to work for the government. And in the government agency that was supposedly there to protect the health of the American people, and you would do everything you could to damage the health of the American people.
Bovine growth hormone is known to be a toxin. They know it is.
Sure.
And it's been banned all across Europe. It's not allowed in any other country, as a matter of fact, but here.
And many of the genetically modified foods. Most people don't understand that 70% of their corn products, you know, and their soy products, and their cotton products, you know, and the canola products, they're all genetically modified. In fact, I was talking with a woman just the other day named Josie McDonald, who's one of the leaders of this movement in Europe and trying to oppose genetically modified foods. She was saying that, you know, there that they had actually done they'd raised a crop of cotton, picked the cotton, it was genetically modified, and then, of course, all the stocks were there, and they turned the cattle loose on the fields where they had the stalks of the genetically modified corn, the cattle ate it, and they all died. Mm-hmm. We know that these genetically modified foods will create infertility in farm animals, in pigs, and of course a lot of the pig farmers using the genetically modified soy and corn for food. Suddenly their male pigs couldn't impregnate the female pigs, and the whole herds were lost. Why? Because it produces infertility. It produces infertility in pigs. It also produces infertility in human beings. But if you believe in population control, what's wrong with that? Why do so many men today have erectile dysfunction? We never used to see this. And yet, of course, now they're making a fortune selling all these medications for erectile dysfunction. Specifically, they're poisoning our people on one hand, and then, of course, they've got a new medicine on the other. The use of statin drugs, totally unjustified. Half the people with heart attacks have normal cholesterol levels. So is this really going to help us if we take our levels of cholesterol down way below where they should be? The body knows what to do. The body creates cholesterol, and the statin drugs are derived from a poison that poisons the liver and suppresses liver function, and that's how they work.
Look, anybody has any doubt that they're doing this stuff on purpose, go Google MK Ultra and see that your government for decades has been, it still is, by the way, it just goes, it's more covertly now, but has been funding mind control experiments that involve some of the most sinister, absolute psychopathic techniques, including, you know, inserting wires into the brain of subjects without their knowledge or consent, testing them with radiation without their knowledge or consent. People were going into hospitals that partook in these studies and were funded by the CIA and the Army and other governmental agencies. I mean, they were going into hospitals, reputable, respectable hospitals, for treatments, you know, for burns or whatever ailment, thinking that they were getting treatment, and all they were doing is injecting them or painting their skin with radioactive materials, and having them come back a few days later, not to see if they're recovering from their ailment, but to see the effects. Do they have boils? Do they have a cancer tumor that developed? Once you realize this, then you start to see that these officials, these trusted guardians of public health, are actually out to destroy your health and your life, if need be.
Well, there are so many incredible stories out there that we do hope many of our listeners out there will want to get my talk on. It's a DVD we have called None Dare Call It Genocide. None Dare Call It Genocide. It's available by calling 800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We have a longer version of that called Planned Population Reduction. We have a talk just simply on population control, a four-tape set. I mean, we go into the background of the outlawing of DDT. And because we outlawed DDT 33 years ago, almost 100 million people have died. Now, you pick up your paper today, and they will tell you about 1 million people die of malaria every year. And they're simply lying. It's about 3 million people. So you can go up on the Internet and Google in, you know, malaria, 3 million people die, you know, per year. And you'll find out that what I'm telling you is true. It is simply they're lying here in America. Now, between 300 million and 500 million people contract malaria every year, and about 3 million people die. DDT had simply done away with malaria here in the United States. Then we banned it so it couldn't be used in other countries. And as a result, over a 33-year period, almost 100 million people have died of malaria. Now, only recently have they suddenly said, oh, shucks, gee, I guess maybe we were wrong. DDT isn't so bad, and they're going to start using it as a spray in homes in Africa to cut down on the incidence of malaria, but only after they'd killed intentionally and purposely 100 million people. Why do I say it was intentional? Oh, well, if you get our four tapes set on population control, one of the talks is on DDT, and they quote Alexander King, who is co-chairman of the Club of Rome, and in a book he wrote down, we've got to outlaw DDT, not because it doesn't work, but because it's working so well, and people are not dying of malaria as they used to in Africa. That's why we've got to outlaw DDT, and that's why they outlawed it. They've killed 100 million people, and where is the outcry? There is none. Nobody cares. That's the tragedy. I mean, we've killed probably 50 million from AIDS. I mean, there was no reason for this AIDS epidemic. This is a genetically created disease. We have a wonderful book called A Project Daylily, written by one of the leading scientists in the world, who's talked to at least one of the scientists who actually was part of the team that created the disease.
Well, there was Dr. MacArthur, who told Congress in 1969 that within the next decade it'll be possible to develop a virus that will attack the human immunosystem and make it impossible to fight off even the most common cold, and this will help to control the population. He actually proposed that, and sure enough, 10 years later, 1980 is when it came out.
Right, and there's no question at all that this is a genetically created disease. There's a book called Full Disclosure by Gary Null. It's out of print, but you can get it on the Internet. Full Disclosure, and I believe it's Gary Null, where he actually talks to this fellow who is part of the team that created the new disease, created the AIDS virus. The man is dying of pancreatic cancer. His conscience is hurting him, so he comes forward, tells the story. There's a somewhat similar story in the book that we do carry, Project Daylily. What people don't understand, and of course what most doctors don't even understand, is that this is not one retrovirus, HIV. It is a combination. It's HIV and a mycoplasm, a genetically modified mycoplasm. And who do you think has the patent on the genetically modified mycoplasm? Why, the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology. And so most all of the people have a dual infection, HIV and a mycoplasm. There are treatments for AIDS. They've been suppressed. Probably close to 50 million people have died so far. Another 20 or 30 million are infected. And it's all been done for population control. This is decimating the populations of South Africa and Zimbabwe. In Zimbabwe, 25% of the adult population is infected. In South Africa, 25% of the population is infected. In Botswana, and I get the figures. I get them from the U.S. Department of Commerce. The U.S. Department of Commerce is actually following the course of the AIDS epidemic in Africa. In fact, it's the U.S. Census Bureau that is actually doing that. Why are we doing it? To see what a great job we're doing. And in Botswana today, 45% of the pregnant women, and they test every pregnant woman in Botswana, 45% of the pregnant women are HIV infected and they're going to die. Now, that is either the greatest public health tragedy of all time or the greatest genocidal policy success. So what do you do when you find out that 45% of the pregnant women in Botswana are HIV infected? How do you change the policy? You don't change the policy.
Yeah.
Keep doing
exactly, because it's effective. It's working.
What you've been doing. Now, anybody out there who questions this, you contact me. We'll send you the pages out of the papers that come from our Census Bureau, from the U.S. Department of Commerce, where we're actually monitoring the effectiveness of our policies.
And again, Radio Liberty
policies in Africa.
RadioLiberty.com is where they can go and see all this.
Or they can call our 800 number, 844-8927, 800-544-8927, or go to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com, and you can get in touch with us. We'll get them the documentation. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, if they are that callous and indifferent to human suffering in Africa, how do you think they're going to be treating the American people?
Well, I mean, look what they already did in the wake of Katrina. That was ethnic cleansing right there.
Yeah,
every policy that they implemented was designed to maximize the death toll down there, and it was primarily the poor black population.
Right. Well, of course, there is so much of this is aimed at the black population because the people behind this really hate blacks, and nobody ever wants to say it. I mean, as we pointed out earlier, in the areas where they fluoridate the water, 90% of the areas are fluoridated with hydroflow silicic acid. And if you check the blood level of the children, and they've checked the blood level on 450,000 children. This is covered in the work by Dr. Roger Masters of Dartmouth, and we have a great interview with him. And he simply analyzed all of these statistics. And if you analyze the blood level of lead in these children, now, it's probably because they leach the lead out of the pipes and out of the faucets and things like that, but it is increased double in whites, about four times in Hispanics, and six times in blacks. They know this. And
yeah.
They're covering it up. And where is Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson?
Yeah, really speaking out about that. Clearly, guys, this is not accidental. All right, stick with us, folks. Short break. We'll be right back with one last segment with Dr. Stanley Monteith.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcast Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Okay, we're back on True Threats Radio. We have one final segment here with Dr. Stanley Monteith. Dr. Monteith, in the last few minutes here, I was just curious. A friend of mine had asked me to ask you this. I guess at some point you would relate a story in another interview about how you were approached by someone either in the FBI or CIA. They tried to recruit you into the intelligence business.
Would you care to relate that? 5 years ago, yes. I was asked to if I would be willing to just become an informant. Go to parties, write reports on what people were saying, and it was a very the whole thing was a very, very strange situation. But the fellow had come from Washington, D.C., and the whole idea was I would be compensated for this. I was not told who I would be working for, other than the fact I would take a trip back to Washington, D.C. to meet with the people there, and then I would simply operate very quietly in my community, of preparing reports on the key people. They figured that as a young doctor, I'd be going to a lot of cocktail parties and meetings and have a lot of contacts, and I've heard other people have had similar offers. So they've had a system of informants here in the United States for many years. Unfortunately, you never know who you can trust.
And so they wanted you spying on the medical community.
Well, basically the whole community of Santa Cruz where I lived. In other words, it would not simply be the medical community.
Yeah,
it would just be if anybody had any thoughts or views that might be questioned, strong views, we would certainly report them. And, of course, this was all to be done to protect our country. So, well, of course, it wasn't to protect our country. It was to ensure that the people in positions of power would know who their opponents were so they could destroy them.
Yeah. And, of course, look what we've got now, with Homeland Security. They've got tens of thousands of people in their employ. It's the fastest job growth industry in the country, not only because they're employing so many, but, all our jobs are sent overseas, right?
But the thing is, most people think that what they're doing is for the benefit of our country. They do not understand the power structure. They do not understand that they're not working to preserve our country, but to destroy it. And just as so many people in our military, as so many people within government service do not understand they're being used by evil and wicked people who have a different world vision because they worship a different God.
Yeah, it's pretty sad that they're doing the same thing that Hitler had his little minions do, the little snitch society that he had created, and yet it's okay because we're doing it for our country. So it's like torture. Hitler did it. Oh, that was terrible. That's inhumane. It's sinister, but we do it, and it's for the betterment of man, and it's going to bring freedom and democracy, whatever that means.
Well, our job, of course, is to try to get people to think you've got to do what is morally right under all circumstances. Because once you begin to compromise, for any reason, it's a very short step to compromising for every reason. So, we just have to try to get people to understand that there is a God. We are answerable to him, and what we do, of course, is going to determine how we're dealt with in the afterlife. And that was one of the basic fundamental things that they had when America was created. People did believe in God. They did believe that there was judgment for sin. And people feared God at that time, and we had a moral society. They set out to destroy our belief in God, to create an immoral society. They've done a great job. And then we wonder why there's so much crime and violence and why marriages are breaking up and why parents,
it's all by
kill
design.
Their children and children kill their parents.
This is going to come back on them. They're not getting away with it. So take note, all you who are partaking in this. It's going to come back at you sooner or later. So you'd better cut yourself off from this system now while you have time. Thanks again, Dr. Monteith. Appreciate you coming on. Tomorrow, guys, Dennis Cuddy. You don't want to miss this. Dennis Lawrence Cuddy is going to be our guest. Great, great stuff we're going to be talking about once again. Take care. We'll see you then.
It's true. Gold.